Hi, this is Alicia Joy. This quick audio is for the people who have thought about leaving nursing altogether. If you have a little inkling or something inside of you that's constantly kind of like, hey, maybe there's something else out there, and you know who you are. And I want to tell you something. If you do have that little voice or something it's not going to go away. You may figure out a way to subside it or make it to be quieter, but it will always be there. If you've ever thought that maybe there's something else for you, maybe you want to do something different, maybe you made the wrong career choice to begin with, don't feel bad about that. There's nothing wrong. Nobody, we're not psychic. You may have thought that you would have liked nursing. You got into it and you don't. Doesn't make you lazy. Doesn't make you irresponsible. Doesn't make you selfish. You know, I find in, of all the fields, nursing really has this air about it that if you don't like it, it's like you're ungrateful or, I don't know. I find that there's a lot of people out there that like to spew a lot of this like toxic, this negativity for towards nurses who maybe want to leave or transition to other positions within nursing. But guess what? You're not put here on the planet to please them or anybody else. So you know for yourself that figuring out what lights you up, what really engages you, what you really enjoy, work like that, helps you to be a better person for everybody else that you ever encounter in life. This is not about being selfish. This is about being selfless. I talk about this all the time on this site. There's a post on the website about, feel free to explore other interests. You're not a martyr. You're a nurse by profession. Remember, nursing is what you do. It's not who you are. So there's a lot of this, I find, a lot of mindset shifts which need to happen when you're making a transition, especially if you're deciding to leave the field of nursing. I want you to start, you need to start, if you really want to do this, to start exploring other interests. You may be totally confused about what to do. I was there for years. Didn't know exactly, you know, you always hear this idea that some people do what they're really passionate about or they love their work. And it was like, well, I didn't feel completely 100% passionate. And, you know, I wondered, how do I figure out what it is that would light me up, that I would love to do? So it took a lot for me to figure it out. And I'm still, you know, this changes over the years. You figure out, I believe that we're constantly in a state of transition. Everything is always changing and nothing's wrong with that. The sooner you get comfortable with that, the easier everything is. But it's a journey. And so never think that you're reaching one destination and, this is it. Instead, like right now, I have multiple projects that I engage in, and that's what suits me. I absolutely love to be involved in different things, otherwise I get bored. That's what keeps me kind of engaged and excited, but everybody's different. The key is for you to start just, you know, exploring your interests. Take some time to sit down and write out things that you really love doing. Everything that you love doing, but of course the practical things. You know, not I love lying on the couch watching soap operas. That, I mean, it's kind of hard to figure out a career based upon that. But other things that you love doing, even if it's hobbies, you know, cycling, skating, volunteering, reading, researching, or whatever. But start first exploring that. Think about things that you get lost in. Are there any activities that you've ever done that you kind of lost your sense of time? You were so engaged in it that you looked up and said, wow, you know, 4 hours have gone by. Or family members and friends notice that when you're doing something, you're really excited. A lot of times people will tell you, they'll be able to, say like, wow, you know, you really love this. Do exercises like that. You got to really start exploring and writing about it. Keep a binder, folder, journal, something where you're going to keep track of things like that. that you love to do. Or if you read a magazine article about someone who's doing something that's really exciting, or you've always thought about doing, you know, this person, you know, goes and they do relief work in third world countries. And I mean, if that kind of excites you, rip that article out of the magazine or photocopy it, or, you know, print something offline and add it to that binder. And then you can go from there and research it further, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But first, I'd like to tell you something about what you're good at. I'd like to talk about that a little bit. Traditional career coaching talks a lot about what you're good at. And I think a lot of that is hogwash. I think it's not necessarily an accurate predictor of what you actually enjoy doing. You meet people all the time, you know, you ask them, well, why did you become an accountant? Oh, I was always good with numbers, and so my parents told me to do accounting. Do you enjoy it? Not really. I mean, a lot of people are really good at, you know, mopping floors or organizing a bedroom. Does that mean that that's what you should do for a living? Not necessarily. You're really good at IVs, or you're really good at, you know, dressing changes. But does that mean that that's what you do? You actually really enjoy it? So just because you're really good at something doesn't mean that that's what you should do. I want you to really get that point. If it is not enjoyable, it doesn't light you up, it doesn't feel like something that you're, you know, really passionate about, at least for the most of the times when you're doing it, that doesn't mean that that's what you should do. So, you know, remember that. Because there may be things that you come across that you decide to pursue that you never thought that you necessarily were good in or strong in before. But once you put the effort in and you start researching it or doing it or learning about it or becoming or trained in it, then all of a sudden that becomes, you know, an area of specialty for you. So put aside that idea of what you're good at. The next thing I want to talk about before I get to how you start, you know, researching or going further into figuring out what you love to do, I want to talk about lifestyle. A big part of my coaching, whenever I coach people and nurses who are looking to make a career change, especially if they want more independence, if they want to start a business, but even if they don't, I do something which talks about lifestyle. An environment, meaning where is it that you want to work and with what type of people, and or maybe you want to work alone, maybe you want to work in a team, maybe you want to lead. What environment do you want to be in? Many times we never thought about that. We never thought that maybe we don't like, you know, traipsing through a hospital, you know, for the rest of our lives. There are some of us who don't, some of us love that, and that's wonderful if that's your thing. But if it's not, then, I mean, you don't have any obligation to do that. But what kind of environment? Do you love working outside? Do you love working, you know, at home? Do you love working with animals? Do you love working with children? Do you love working, you know, what's the environment? Is it a traveling environment? Maybe, you know, you would love to work on a cruise ship or on a boat in the ocean. I don't know, but what type of environment and, you know, what kind of lifestyle? Would you, a lifestyle that supports maybe more family time or different types of family time, or like that would allow you to maybe homeschool if you're into homeschooling your children? I mean, whatever, but it's about figuring out your lifestyle and then figuring out how to find work or create income that would support that lifestyle. This is another thing that most career coaching never even delves into. If you're miserable in a certain environment, it's really hard to be happy in life. If you're going to work, you know, we work so many hours of the week. And if the place that you're stepping into every day, you don't like being there, it's going to make things tough. So start thinking about that. Thinking about, you know, what kind of lifestyle it is that you want. Maybe you'd like to live in one place. I know people who live in one location for 6 months and then live in another location for 6 months. Or they move every 3 months, or, you know, and they live between different places. Well, whatever it is, some, as you know, within nursing even, I'm not talking necessarily, even within nursing, there are people who do that, travel nursing, cruise ship nursing, things like flight nursing. But outside of nursing as well, there are a whole realm of possibilities if you are thinking about, you know, leaving nursing. Okay, so that's that. So next, I want to talk about doing your research. You know, you did something, you thought of things that really engaged you, or you're taking a class, you're doing your BSN or MSN, and you're taking a course, and you notice that the course on, for example, cultural diversity, you absolutely love it. For some reason, there's something about it that the research you enjoyed doing, it just totally was exciting to you. Well, that's something to make note of in your journal or your binder, whatever, and then to explore that further. Go online. We now have the most powerful form of access to information that has ever existed, ever. You can literally log online and find answers to questions from people all over the world. You can go online now and start searching. Okay, if it was cultural diversity, start looking that up. People who work in cultural diversity, Google it. You'll find a realm of, you know, answers there, whether it's people who maybe they're consultants, maybe they're educators in cultural diversity, maybe they work for healthcare systems where they do training on cultural appropriateness for physicians and nurses. I mean, I don't know, you know, of course, but I'm just giving you examples that there are other professions out there, but you got to do your research. When you come across something that you think could be a strong interest of yours, look into it and don't think anything seems like it's impossible or it's a hobby. Never. I mean, there are people who are ski instructors. There are people who are, you know, go to an orchestra and watch the people who are performing. I mean, actors. There are people who get paid to play video games. I mean, I'm not telling you to play video games, but literally there are people who get paid to play video games. I mean, there are endless possibilities out there. The only limit is yourself. And if you start telling yourself, oh no, that's impossible, that's not the real world, all that garbage negativity that people tend to throw around, I gotta be realistic. Open up your mind and start exploring, and don't discount things immediately. There's a person who's a penguin lady, I once heard. This was a lady who had an extreme interest in penguins, and she decided, I'm going to find a way to make a career out of it. And she ended up becoming like she couldn't go to school, I think, for it. But she started studying it, or she found a way to train penguins, and then she hosted these tours to like the Galapagos, or, well, not, maybe not the Galapagos. I mean, I could be totally off geographically, but she hosted these tours to people who wanted to learn about penguins, and she ended up writing a book about penguins, and she's known in the world as the Penguin Lady. I mean, that's just a far out example. I'm just throwing it out there because just for you to keep an open mind that there are endless possibilities out there, and there are people every single day doing work that they enjoy. Okay? They are no more special than you are. You just have to believe it and really believe it, really want it, know why you want it, and be open. Be open. Just start be open. Even if what you pursued, you know, in a year you decide to change again, and there's nothing wrong with that, but just be open and start exploring different things, different options, start doing some research and talking to some people, and lose that, any guilt that you may have. You're free to explore. All right, that's it. This is Alicia Joy. I thank you for listening.